Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Coming from those serious matters and looking into social media. Now, I'm a very, very big social media fan, and I do publish quite a lot of things on social media. But as we currently know, that there are those situations where things can go very bad very quickly when it comes to your Twitter, your Facebook and your Instagram. And joining you this morning is the Managing Director and Founder of PRX. That's Madeleine Rocha. Madeleine, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Hi, good morning, Abangire. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely fantastic. Listen, it's all fun and games until things go very, very wrong. And then I suppose, as they say, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Absolutely, absolutely. But Abangire, I would just like to set the record straight. You know, people often think that a crisis on Twitter or on social media is when they get a bad product review. But it's not the case. You know what, a crisis is regarded as any event or incident that can damage your brand to the extent that it affects your bottom line, or it can possibly even shut down your company. And I don't think that companies realize the extent of that damage very often when they receive these negative tweets, which just then becomes a river of negativity that comes their way. But they also don't realize is that often that's something, companies often think that if it breaks in the news, you know, then we're in trouble. Or if it breaks out amongst employees and we have a strike, then we're in trouble. But they often forget that when that disaster breaks on social media, it can have the exact same ramifications. And that's unfortunately where that cookie crumbles, because they don't know that they need to communicate quickly and they actually don't know what to say.
And let's talk about the profession itself. I mean, 10 to 15 years ago, there was no such a thing as a social media manager. But now we've got people that have that specific profession itself. And I mean, in your opinion then, as a company, I find myself in this situation. What must I do as a company to protect my brand when it's trending on Twitter for the wrong reasons?
Quite a lot that we need to do, but I think as a corporate, you need to realize that you're going to have to acknowledge the problem immediately and you're going to have to act quickly. So that's step number one. Step number two, and specifically if you look at the enterprise scenario lately, or that's been in the news lately, organizations must confide in their stakeholders. They must make them aware of the issues. They must make them aware that the company is facing certain issues that they need to deal with. Also, corporate lip service is not going to cut it. Consumers can see right through that commercial spin. And through social media, they hold corporate companies accountable, as they rightfully should. So when the brand goes out with a bunch of nonsense purely to placate the consumer, they know. So we need to do things transparently. We need to engage with those stakeholders thoughtfully and compassionately. And again, I'm going to use the case of Enterprise, where the listeriosis epidemic caused the death of 180 people. Those consumers are part of somebody's family. You know, they're a colleague, they're a member of society, they're a member of our community. So when the company and responds, they have loved ones or have suffered ill health, they need to be able to.
Sorry, Madeleine, you are breaking up a bit there. I'm not sure if you're moving around, wherever we can find us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I'm actually waving my arms around in the air.
Sure.
I do stick with my arms a lot. My apologies. Okay, so another thing that what they could do is, obviously social media is one way to handle that, but they also need to entrust the media with their side of the story. I know that a lot of corporates are scared of dealing with the media, but you know what, they can actually help them to set the record straight. So open the media's questions, answer the media's questions openly and honestly, and just provide some clarity, and obviously provide the same via social media. But at the same time, don't just answer questions, provide solutions. You know, tell people what's going on, but also tell them how you're going to fix it. Tell them what the next plan is in your communications plan. You know, look at potential partnerships. Again, social media is one thing, but the news, and it depends on how big the disaster is, but it will spill over into other elements. So, for instance, with Enterprise again, you know, they could have partnered up with government. Mm. Government could have gone out to their medical networks. They could have immediately made them aware of their network, their outbreak. And through this partnership, Enterprise could have gone back to the media, back to their social media channels, and they could have said to the consumer, you know, go through to any one of your local clinics at no cost to you. They're aware of the situation. Please get yourself checked out medically. Yeah. And then most important is, whether it's on social media or traditional media or new media, communicate openly and honestly, even if the news is bad. You know what? It's going to be so difficult to gain the customer's trust again after that if they did not believe your story the first time around.
Let's talk a little bit about that, Madeleine, in the sense that, I mean, you know, you've got a customer coming onto your social media platform and saying that ABS Enterprises has done this, and that. Is it a good idea to engage those negative comments openly like that? Or do you maybe want to steal the client aside and try and convince them otherwise?
Absolutely. You know, I think in the past, social media was a nice to have. Now, today, it provides you with an instant communication platform that you can address those customer concerns. Do you respond to absolutely everyone? No, not necessarily, but it really depends. Because remember, one upset customer needs 12 positive experiences to make up for that one bad interaction. Just an interesting stat quickly. Did you know that 73% of businesses do not address customer complaints on Twitter? And 88% of consumers believe that those unaddressed complaints on social media make them less likely to buy. Again, if you also look at the investment that companies put into their social media channels, it's hardly anything. But if 88% of your consumer can be swayed to move away from your brand, surely this is an area that they need to take more seriously. But to get back to your point, you know, do they respond to absolutely everything? It depends. You could be dealing with a Twitter troll. Or you could be dealing with a social media troll. So, you know what, I think rule number one with regards to that is don't stoop to that level. Everybody has seen, you know, when the battle between politicians and rappers go out, and it's very, very entertaining, but your brand never wants to get to that level where people say, oh, my word, you know, this should have been handled better. There's an average of, and I'm sure that you know this, but there's an average of about 500 million tweets a day. And Twitter bullying is something real, and it's not just against teenage girls and boys. It really is against corporate companies as well. So if it is something that your company is dealing with, don't stoop to that level. You know, try and avoid thinking to that angry customer's level or to that social media troll level. You know, as a social media manager, you are the voice for your company, so you need to handle things very, very well. You know, that's where emotional intelligence kicks in at the end of the day. But at the same time, you know, companies also need to have a plan for Twitter or social media abuse. Because what your company says can have some ramifications later on. And again, it can damage the brand. So if your social media manager is somebody young, out of school, or fresh out of varsity, and you know what, they've got a great social media platform, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily the best person to represent your company. Handling your social media platform requires a senior communications official, you know, that knows and understands the communications channel and understands how people react to certain responses. You know, it's also important that your company tries not to be an easy target.
What do you mean by that?
You know, be aware of exactly what is happening in the world. And I'm going to use Dove as an example. The recent Dove ad, remember where that one girl took off her t-shirt and revealed the next and the next and the next. So you can't make yourself an open target by not being aware, you know, what's happening in the rest of the world, where the racial tensions lie, what people find important, what people deem inappropriate. So, again, that's where that social media emotional intelligence needs to kick in. So, you know, be aware of the current events and the world topics. Don't post anything that's negative. Be ready to engage with each post, especially when you have a situation like Dove did, or especially when you have a situation like Enterprise currently has. You know, people often think if I delete this post, it goes away. But the real truth behind that is
doesn't work like that.
An internet troll is supported by a network, and that network will take your brand out. So I find that if you try and actually take them off your site, you know, to say I can understand it, I'm handling this as truthfully and as honestly as I can. I understand your concern, and I understand that our brand has let you down at one point or another, and we would like to try and fix it. So, number one, please send us your details so that we can discuss this with you, or we can give you an email address where you can put your story down. Alternatively, you know, try and get hold of the telephone number and tell them that a customer services manager is going to deal with them, not a customer service agent. You know, again, you don't want to deal with somebody who has just matriculated and you are a 30 or a 40-year-old consumer who's got a serious issue with a product that you spent a lot of money on. Yeah, so there are really a lot of rules, but I think Something that corporates also need to remember is to not be afraid.
Let's talk about that for a second, Magdalene, because I just want to quickly remind the listeners who you are. By the way, you are listening to Madeleine Rocha, Managing Director and Founder of PRWorks, chatting to you this morning about social media and more specifically, how to manage your own and your business image when trending for the wrong reasons. Madeleine, I mean, from what you're saying, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself as a business owner, my goodness, this is huge. I'm starting to panic here. Is that the attitude that we should be having towards social media? I mean, it sounds like it's a stressful thing now, all of a sudden.
I'm getting it's not unique to you to actually be afraid of social media. A lot of corporate companies have this, and a lot of large corporate companies, multinationals, are afraid of social media, specifically for those reasons that I just mentioned. And it is a highly sensitive area for the business, and it sometimes is brand new territory for them to explore. But again, if you've got the right senior people in place to handle this for you, you know, it can actually add value to your bottom line at the end of the day, because if consumers see that you're addressing their concerns honestly and quickly, and that you really take them seriously, you know, you're going to have repeat business from that. But you can't be afraid to respond to an angry customer. You know, if you receive that lengthy Twitter rant and it goes on to the next person and the next person and the next person, you know that you need to handle this. So you need to resolve those issues as quickly as possible, and again, as honestly as what you can. Again, getting their contact information and taking it offline is the biggest suggestion that I can give you, is take it away from your platform. Make sure that troll does not spill over onto social media, onto Facebook, onto Instagram, and onto the rest of your platform, possibly even LinkedIn, to try and squash the issue as quickly as possible.
Madeleine, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Certainly some valuable advice that you've given us this morning. A very good morning to you.
Thank you very much, Abangile. A very good morning to you too.
Thank you so much, Madeleine Rocha, Managing Director and Founder of PRWorks.